Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
There's no denying that as a society, we love to eat, but unfortunately, that love affair with food is all too often accompanied by an unwelcome outcome at the end. We feel bloated. We have digestive troubles. We hear so much about good gut bacteria and flora, and what do you really do about if you want really good natural digestion? My guest today is Natasha Trenev. She's the president and founder of Natron Incorporated. Welcome to the show, Natasha. So let's start by some typical signs of poor digestive health. What would we know would signal, you know, that we have bad
digestive? Upset stomach. You know, most people think upset stomachs are just something in a nuisance, but upset stomach can be aches or, heaviness after a meal, and you just feel lousy after you eat. You know, that's an upset stomach, and it have this sense of fullness and you can't really, you know, engage in proper digestion. So that is a sign that things are not okay with the most important, I would say, function in your body, which is good digestion. And most people don't understand that all health and all disease starts with proper digestion. And then, once we digest, we have to eliminate the waste. And so the elimination of the waste is when we have also a problem with infrequent bowel movements or constipation. And that's not good because it means that the food is lingering too long in our GI tract, and then the body starts absorbing toxins or poisons because it's not able to evacuate the waste in an efficient manner. And really, we should be evacuating, or having a bowel movement every day because we eat every day. And so that's the optimal way to have our digestive tract run. And we don't want to have loose or watery stools because that's an indication that our body is absorbing water from our cells and trying to flush something out that it perceives as dangerous. So neither of those things should be ignored. And that's really the first sign that something is wrong in our digestive tract. And people should really start paying attention to that because, as I said before, that is the foundation of your health.
So, Natasha, give us some great tips on things that we can do to help with natural digestion, because in this age of electronics, people eat on the run, they eat standing up, they eat staring at their phone. Give us some of your best advice.
Well, my best advice, I've been doing this for 45 years, and it's as sound today as it was 45 years ago. And don't have distractions at your meal break. If it's even for 15 or 20 minutes, turn off your smartphone at meal times and concentrate on enjoying the food and enjoying the moment, and hopefully you can share it with a friend or a family member. That's very important. Number two is make sure you chew the food appropriately. The general rule of thumb is you chew each bite 10 times before you swallow. And that, you know, really helps with maintaining your weight because you're not wolfing down food. And so you're satiated much quicker when you take time to chew your food 10 times for every bite. And rule number three is avoid simple carbs. You know, we eat too many processed foods that have simple carbohydrates. And those simple carbohydrates feed some of the bad bacteria and that 100 trillion microbiota that's found in our GI tract. And, numerous studies have shown that the simple carbs can lead to insulin resistance, weight gain, not feeling good, feeling lousy, and having no energy. So definitely we want to avoid the simple carbs. Number four is avoid, consume plenty of water and fiber. We forget that we need to consume water because we are 70% water when you look at our body. And, fiber is necessary to keep, the food moving down that GI tract. And number five is that, and the most important thing, is you have to establish and maintain the proper amounts of beneficial probiotic bacteria in your gut. Because remember, I told you that 100 trillion bacteria line the 27 feet of your GI tract. And what we've done in the last 60 years with the abuse of antibiotics and poor diet, we have completely derailed that ecosystem inside of our gut, and that's why you have an explosion in autoimmune disease and people, you know, not digesting, not feeling good. And so that's the number one thing we have to really arm ourselves with information, how to choose the right probiotic and make sure that the most important ecosystem, which is the one inside your gut, is, you know, a balanced in the positive direction to optimize your health.
How do we know what adequate levels of probiotic are? How do we know how much of any given one that we take?
Well, since I've spent 45 years in this field, and I'm also the author of two probiotic labeling standards, and one was read into congressional record, yeah, there's a lot of confusion out, and it's based on marketing hype, and it's not based on sound science. If you have a super strain, a guarantee of 2 billion per gram is adequate and probably much better than some of these products that tell you they have, you know, 50 or 100 billion of what I call weak bacteria that are probably more than half gone by the time it reaches you, and the rest are destroyed by your stomach acid. So you really have to know how to choose the company, the product that's made, and so that you have the proper bacteria for your small intestine, your large intestine, and for your transient flora. And so that's why, you know, I've introduced a range of, from 2 billion to 30 billion based on 45 years of research.
When people hear the word billion and they think of live active cultures going in, they think that, oh my God, it's going to blow me up like a balloon, but it does just the opposite. These numbers are huge that you're mentioning.
Well, yeah, they're huge, but they're small in comparison to the 100 trillion bacteria you have lining your gut. Remember, as a biological entity, we are 90% bacteria and only 10% human cells. And so we're actually a hybrid of bacteria, or I should say microbes, and human cells. So it behooves us to really start understanding and get away from the hype. We should really be understanding how to choose our probiotic supplement just the way we buy our iPhone. I tell people, you know, you certainly know when things go wrong with your iPhone, but it's much more complex in understanding when things don't work for you well in your GI tract.
Natasha, we only have a minute and a half or so left, and I love poop talk. So how many daily movements should you be having, and do probiotics help to sort of speed that process or help guide it along?
I should say the right probiotic, yes. Probiotics can help with the peristaltic action that takes place, and really the rule of thumb is at least once a day. If you want to talk about optimal, that each time you eat, you should have a good, you know, bowel movement. But, you know, I'll settle for once a day, well-formed, no straining, no hassle, no problems. That, you know, would lead to better health.
Wow, that's great, great information. So tell people where they can find out more about you and Natron products.
Right. Well, we do have special probiotic consultants. These are not telemarketing people. They are trained by me. They've been with the company 10 or more years, and they really will help you make a probiotic supplement program that is geared specially for your needs. It's like getting your own personal trainer. So if you want to get a personal probiotic consultation, you would call the number 800, which is toll-free, 536-4833, or you can look us up on the web. Go to www.trynatron.com. That's TRYNATREN.com. And you can also sign up for a free probiotic consultation when you go to that landing page.
Thank you so much, Natasha. And you can go to TRYNATREN.com and find out more about Natasha and probiotics. So important for our good natural digestion. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.